This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today, as we conclude our Focus and Amplify study of Romans 15 and 16, let me review what we have found in our study. Paul worked deliberately. Clearly, he knew where he had been and what he had done. He knew where he was and where he was going. He had a strong motivating purpose. He had some clear goals as he moved from place to place, and he worked hard to complete the tasks and measurable objectives he had set down. This would enable him to achieve his goals. He maintained his spiritual dynamic by making sure what he did was biblically based, prayerfully undergirded, and joined by others who made up a team. No wonder he could say at the end of his life, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith," 2 Timothy 4:7. I have observed many Christians who are doing all of the above. Some are working so hard at it that they have become workaholics. Paul explained in his letter that one reason he was planning to visit Rome was to be refreshed, verses 24 through 32. In organizing your life and ministry, make sure to include rest time, recreational time, refreshing time, and flex time. All of us need this balance to be productive. I would encourage everyone, especially those in management, to work at developing disciplines similar to Paul's to manage their lives and ministries. If you would do this, I believe the result would be less frustration and failure and more faithfulness, fervency, and fruitfulness to the glory of God and the building of His church. Why not take time to review this study of Romans 15 and 16? And you can do that by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.